This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thanks for being with us. So I was listening to a program recently where they were talking about actually how you have a greater capacity as an individual than you do as part of the collective. That as an individual, you have possibilities because you are unique. Individually, we are all unique. Oh yes, we're all humans or we're all living entities. And we have a lot of similarities. But actually, each of us is totally unique. And what you see and perceive and what you feel and desire, all of these uniquenesses are important because the spice of life is variety. And if everyone is thinking the same, doing the same, acting the same, wanting the same, etc., the variety goes. And so the reward of life goes. And there are many people that get into depression. And there's suicide is the ultimate depression because of sameness. Because their individuality is not appreciated. Their individuality is ignored or stifled or even put down. There are a lot of people that enjoy putting others' people down. They'll find fault, is what they do. They find fault and they put people down and it makes them depressed. Because they're different. They have a different point of view. They have a different conclusion. They have a different perspective. And the fools among us, they become fault finders. But the intelligent, they become enlivened. They become stimulated. This person is so unique. The way they see things and what they say and how they conclude the results and what is important and what is not. Why, it's amazingly different. It's not wrong, but it's unique and different. It's actually exciting. It's actually encouraging. And so the individuality that we see in life, that people bring to the table, is actually for our own stimulation. It's good to meet people of different races, ethnics, backgrounds, histories, points of view, portions of the planet, origins. All of these differences build a different uniqueness in character. And it's beautiful to interact with these people and hear and see, as long as they're honest. You learn from them, and they learn from you. And the interaction and the exchange can last in your mind, in memory, for a very long time. Because their influence was pure. Their influence was unique. And this uniqueness is vitally important for human society to be healthy. So we have to be careful that we don't adopt the television point of view, which everybody is doing, or the smartphone point of view, which everybody is doing. That we remain who we really are as individuals. And we have a concern and a perspective about that. Okay, so the individuality and the importance goes deeper yet. It goes deeper because every creation by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including you or I as living entities, is unique. And why does the Lord choose to create everything unique instead of all the same? Because the natural characteristic of the living entity, the spirit soul, the spirit life, to get stimulus and enjoyment out of the uniqueness and differences. And the Lord is no exception. The Lord is actually the root of our characteristics, of our attraction to these unique qualities. So the Lord enjoys our uniqueness. He likes to see you be different than me. Oh, you still have to be real. You have to be honest. You have to be respectable. But your perspective, your natural inclinations, your characteristics, your expressions, those unique aspects are appreciated as much by the Lord as by anyone else. More so, obviously. So the Lord is encouraged. He enjoys. It brings him pleasure for all of us living entities to be unique in individuals. So he created us with that intent. He has given us free will so we can maintain that uniqueness and individuality. And he never takes that away from us. He never infringes upon our independence, free will. And it makes his experience greater. And it makes our experience greater. And it makes the experience of human society greater. Human, animal, everything. The interaction of living entities is greater because of the uniquenesses that we deliver to each other. So this idea of making everyone the same, or everyone valuing the same things, or taking the same information from the same sources, it's reducing the experience of life. It's minimizing the potencies. As I said, I was listening to someone who was saying, it's your responsibility to fan the differences, to spur the flame of uniqueness. It's your responsibility to be who you are as a unique individual and express that. That's part of your duty as an individual. And I can't help but agree with that 100%. Yet we have education system that makes everybody toe the line. We have road rules that makes everybody toe the line. We have taxation rules that everybody has to toe the line. We have social convictions. We have social rules. Oh, don't talk too loud. Oh, how dare you say that? Oh, you can't talk to a person in uniform like that. You have to respect this or that or the other thing or person or rights. And then we have the television set that is giving you and everybody else the same point of view on a subject. So everybody thinks the same. This guy's a dog. It may be true, it may not be true. But everybody has the same point of view. And this isn't good. This isn't right. The whole material manifestation is full of variety and variegatedness and change, so that the interaction of unique qualities is sustained. And so for you to lay down your individuality to be like everybody else, queue up, get in line, don't speak out, don't express your dissatisfaction, don't yell at somebody for being stupid, don't try to make things better, is wrong. You have to stand up and be who you are. You have to express your unique point of view with respect, but completely, don't hold back. Say what you think and feel and understand. Give the honest perspective of the situation. So this is our responsibility in the human form of life, is not to be like everybody else. The sameness is a disease. The individuality is an inherent, concomitant, God-given characteristic of a living entity. And you need to express that perspective to your best ability. And it brings joy, excitement, stimulation, interaction, happiness to everybody. You, me, the other person, the next guy, anybody listening, watching, and of course the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is witnessing and absorbing everything, fully aware of our inner thoughts, motivation, and concerns. And he becomes excited, happy, encouraged by the uniqueness that each of us carries. So it's our responsibility to protect our uniqueness, not to surrender it. The young children are beat down too much for being unique. New Zealand has a very horrible history of attacking the tall poppy. Terrible history, known worldwide now. The New Zealanders, anybody stands up among the crowd, they knock them down over and over and over and over. And what does it do? The good New Zealanders leave. And what happens? They excel all over the planet. And then the idiots at home go, oh, yeah, he's a Kiwi, man. He's cool. He's done it right. Yeah, oh, for sure. When actually they hated him and bullied him and mistreated him the whole time he was here. And he got sick of it and he left and he became who he really is. And he found elbow room in the rest of the world to be unique in who he is. And he made a difference. He made a mark. He made an improvement. And there's great Kiwis all over the world. And there's a lot of fault finders at home. And they still stand on each other's head. Hold him down. Hold him down. The schools, the teachers, damn the teachers. Criticizing students for being unique. Same thing with the whole standard in society. Don't speak out. Oh, stop it. Don't have another point of view. Don't raise your voice. Don't express your dissatisfaction. Don't say there's a better way of doing things. Oh, how dare you? This has crippled this society. And this is what we must avoid. A crippled society will destroy itself. We're not meant to be here to destroy ourselves. We're meant to grow spiritually, mentally, intellectually, in every sense. The next generation is supposed to be greater than the current generation. Advancement of civilization. Each generation, successive generation, is supposed to be better than the previous. But we don't have that happening. We have the generations dwindling into sameness. When the Lord does not advocate this in the Vedic literature, He's trying to encourage you to express your individuality, to hear in detail, to understand what is really going on about the appearance and disappearance of the Lord in this manifestation, about every living entity's sojourn and their appearance and disappearance according to their karma and work, to understand their true position, how the Lord has entered into the cosmic manifestation and is accompanying the living entities. They're not alone. They're not supposed to act the same. They're supposed to act like they are. The Lord is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to the Lord. And He's encouraging us to be who we are, to understand His divine forms, and to express our divine consciousness. We have divine consciousness. It's simply covered with material mind and intelligence. And it's simply miseducated. It's badly trained. We're badly trained for being unique. We're trained to be the same. We're to understand that there's huge variety outside of what we're able to see and understand. If you talk to scientists, you understand we see only a spectrum. We hear only a portion of the spectrum. We experience sense, and all of our sense organs, they're all limited within a certain range. But the range, we know by instruments, goes on and on and on and on. So the total spectrum of experience and reality and expression is vast. So why would we want to contract ourselves to being the same? We should be expanding ourselves to the best of our ability to see the edges, to see the middle, to see the whole spectrum as much as we possibly can. This is why we make instruments. We have different types of camera lenses. We can see all different types of images of the same object. You can see heat-sensitive images. You can see infrared. You can see a whole variety, then it gives you more information. So this is the natural characteristic of the living entity, is to want to have more information and see from a broader spectrum. So it's not right to stifle that and to bring people down to being the same, to think the same, to act the same, to read the same, to worry about the same things, to know the same people, to have the same goals in life. This is all a sign that society is sick. And the education system is like that. They give a limited number of classes that you can take to cover a limited number of subjects, as though that's the only kind of interests you should have. No, you should have an unlimited variety of interests, because there's an unlimited number of possibilities. And you should investigate. You should understand. You should be trained. This is what education is really for, so that you can go further from the basis of education and go to investigation. You can become unique in innovation because you see uniquely outside the box. This world needs people who see outside the box, because inside the box, it's turned it into a tragedy. This scientific methodology and political methodology is ruining the human experience. It's ruining the planet. It's taking all the power, energy, and resources and giving them to corporates, where people sit behind desks and rule and run and misuse all the resources meant for you and me. The Lord provides everything in the manifestation that's required for the living entity's sustenance, survival, and growth. And yet we have a few who have confiscated the resources and are selling them back to us. We work some mediocre, ridiculous, mind-numbing job to get money to buy the resources that God meant to give you free. Because we're being led by this political and educational insanity. So this is not a healthy society. This is the opposite of a healthy society. It's an exploitation. We're being exploited. We're being harvested. You have to pay for your power, your communications. You have to pay for your roof. You have to pay for your food. And they tax your food. How is that humanly possible, to tax food? How insane is that? It is an essential for survival. And they're charging you that it's a tax. You don't get to grow or consume food freely. How insane is that? That is a symptom of the insane society. Similarly, we are living entities that speak. And so the ability to speak over distance should be free. The Lord gave us the ability, inherent ability. We can whisper and we can shout. We have the ability to speak and to interact at a short distance, in a private situation, and a long distance. And so technology has developed methodologies that we can communicate further distances. It should be free. God set the standard. Everybody gets the ability to whisper or shout. And if man uses the facilities here to develop tools and opportunities to communicate further distances, it should be free too. The Lord intended it to be free. Who are these people? Communication, multinational communications companies. And what are they doing? They're raping you. Oh, you have to pay for every minute you talk. Oh, you have to pay here, pay, 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 pay. But to pay, you have to work. Work, 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 work. Your life is going by swiftly. And you're getting, earning all this money to get what should be free. Food, communications, shelter, heat. They're charging you. God gave you energy. You have fire. Fire is free. Fire is free. And it's to keep you warm. And another method of fire is electricity. It's still fire. And is it free? No. The people that make it charge you. Even firewood charge you. Everything now. The whole manifestation has lost the mercifulness, has lost the recognition that the God intended everything to be free for the sustenance of everybody here, and he provided the resources for all the multitudes of living entities. He's feeding everyone every day, everywhere on the planet, and yet people are still trying to get control of the resources and charge us for what isn't even theirs. So we can live. Millions and millions of people have died in history because someone else is holding, restricting artificial scarcity. This is the insanity. We need to wake up out of this illusion. We need to wake up out of this insanity. This world is backwards. So we need to work together and free ourselves from corporatocracy and illegitimate governments. We need to free ourselves from an education system that destroys the individuality that makes life beautiful. We need to protect the planet from these rogues and thieves who kill and murder, from the people that destroy the resources and all the smaller, lower species of life, that have no concern for vegetation. They think it dead matter. That have no concern for animals. They'll just move. Move, you've taken away all the habitat within 1,000 miles. How can they move? We need to rise above these crazies and understand that the Lord wants everyone to have everything they need so they can use their time for spiritual realization. They can use your time to become higher beings, divine by nature and action, pure of consciousness and intent, to come to a compassionate expression and interaction between people, to live in harmony, in support of one another, for developing love of God, and entering into service, gratitude, compassion, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, selflessly seeing to His needs, desires, wishes, leaving behind this crazy selfishness. So we have the potential, we have the resources, we have the intent. We have the need to be free from anxiety and frustration. And yet we're forced by the crazies at the top. We're forced to waste our lifespan struggling for a dollar, doing something we don't care about, or for someone else to make many, many dollars at, just so that we can survive. This is not human life. This is slavery. This society is degraded into a slavery methodology. You have to pay and pay and pay and pay and pay for what you need. It isn't desire. Oh, you want to have a super fancy flash car. You want to have a super fancy flash house or boat or this or that. Okay, pay. But you want to have a roof over your head and something for dinner and the ability to talk at a distance and the ability to communicate and be educated beyond what everyone gets. No, pay, 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 pay. University should be, used to be free. Oh, no, no. Now you're completely disadvantaged with huge student debt. Disadvantage people from living their lives, advancing their lives, owning any private property, developing themselves and their consciousness, providing for their family and children. All of it is disadvantaged by greedy, insane people at the top. Crazies. So we need to learn. We need to see. Don't be a crazy. Don't think, oh, they're taxing me in so many ways. I'm going to get control now. I'm going to tax them. What? No, the taxing must stop. The insanity must stop. Everything is here by the will of the Lord. We must work together collectively so that there isn't this strife and struggle and anxiety. Then there won't be depression and anger and murder and rape and pillage. It won't happen because the want, the need is taken care of. This is the situation. This human society is supposed to be advancing beyond this struggle for existence like dogs and hogs. The human civilization is supposed to be cared for and provided for and living a life of spiritual understanding, enlightenment, spiritual awareness, bringing oneself to the platform of compassionate love of God for the benefit of others, for the benefit of himself, for the realization of the uniqueness that we are is important to the Supreme Lord, for an interaction and exchange of unique qualities, experiences, points of view. This is happiness, not to struggle for existence. Happiness is in the uniqueness that you are. Be that uniqueness, not the same.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.